Mark chapter number 13. We do appreciate the Lord, appreciate you tonight. If you have your Bible and have turned to there, I hope you have. If you've got an old Schofield, it's on page 1063. I'm again reading at verse 1. The Bible says, And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering and said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? And there shall not be left one stone upon another shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter, James, and John, Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus answering them began to say, Take heed, lest any man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. I want to preach on this thought for just a moment tonight. It's got to be my help and try not to be too long-winded. I got to get done before Scott's coffee wears out. Amen. So we'll just be about the Father's business and we'll make it happen. But we sure do appreciate the Lord. Amen. I tell you, I appreciate Him coming. Amen. A lot of people stay home, took a nap. Amen. But he comes and, hey, listen, I got a little encouragement. And come on, praise God. That's what we need to do. Just get a little encouragement from the Lord, praise God. Just come on anyway. And we sure do appreciate that. Amen. And I want to preach on this just a minute, if God will be my help. On times like these, what Jesus said to do. Amen. In times like these, what Jesus said to do. As we look at this scripture here, and we're getting down to the wire in this thing, and I love the book of Mark because it's a book of happening. Amen. It's a forthwith, a none, and praise God, it just keeps a moving, and I like it. Amen. Praise God, because if we keep moving, we don't lock up. Amen. If you ever quit moving, you seize up, you'll lock up, and you won't be able to go no more. Amen. When you get older, praise God, just remember, Pastor Jeff told you, praise God, when you don't feel like going no more, praise God, go ahead and get up and go a little further. As if not, you'll seize up. Amen. When you move, your joints lubricate and it keeps us going. Praise God. So we need that. But we see as this story continues to progress and God begins to speak and they begin to ask the Lord when the things that's coming to pass will begin to happen. And he said, when you begin to see these things, praise God, he said, then we need to look, as Luke says, we need to look up and lift up our head. Because our redemption draweth nigh. Now, when a redemption draws nigh, praise God, it means that a Redeemer's a coming. Amen. He's already bought us. He's paid the price. He's wrote our name, Brother Bill, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. It's there. Amen. Nobody can take it out. Praise God. It's sealed forever. And one day in a while, praise God, He's going to come with the book. And He's going to call us out of here, praise God, to go to be with Him where He is. I'm glad tonight. Let me just stop and say, I'm glad that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't have a doubt in my mind. Praise God, that God Almighty has saved me by His marvelous grace. I love Him. I appreciate Him. I'm looking forward to being with Him one day in a little while. But what a time I'm going to have. But as we read this stuff, if we read the Word here, and we begin to see it, and God begins to expound it in my heart, praise God, what God's to tell us, to be ready to be faithful, praise God, we've got to listen to the admonitions of God. Lord Jesus Christ, He's admonishing us, praise God, to go just a little bit further. Amen. He said, hey, listen, don't worry about so much about what's going to happen. He said, just get in, praise God, and don't and just follow me, follow the Lord. He said, just pay attention to what I've got to show you. Pay attention to the direction I've got to take you, and you'll be okay. I'm glad we can put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. When you can't trust nobody else, it seems like everybody else is full of deception. But God Almighty will always tell us right. He says in verse number 5, Jesus answered, answering them, began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. So the Lord says, He says that we need, it's time for us to listen to the Lord. And He says it's time, praise God, to take heed lest any man deceive you. Now, He brings it down to a personal basis. We've got to be paying attention to the Lord so that we don't get deceived. Now, there's deceivers all over the world that try and deceive us and discourage us and tear us down. Amen. And we live in a world today, praise God, and there's so many disruptions right now, we can't figure out whether we're coming or going. Whether you're old proverbial, whether you're washing or hanging out. Amen. Praise God. We're trying to figure it out. We've never been where we are before. Praise God. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven who knows just exactly where we are, where we need to be. And He'll help us to get where He'd have us to be. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. You and I, praise God, have a God. But we see this thing played out and we see the disturbance. We see all the political disturbances happening in the world. Amen. There's political disturbances all over the place. There's a whole lot of people that's raised up, don't understand things. A whole lot of political disturbance in our government, in our lives, in our homes, and in our places of work. I mean, it seems like the whole world's political. Amen. You can't even go buy a soda pop, Brother Bill, anymore without it being political. Amen. They want to make it political. Why does a vendor want to be in politics? Amen. They had no business being in politics. Praise God. They ought to sell to you or sell to me. Praise God. Republican, Democrat, or Independent. Praise God. They ought to just sell what they got. Amen. And keep their mouth shut. Amen. I believe that. Now they have a right. Amen. To say what they want to. Praise God. I tell you what they ought to do. They ought to just be bragging on Jesus. Amen. They ought to be just, if they won't say anything, they want to be a part of something. They ought to just be bragging on the Lord. Praise God, encouraging people to get in to go to the Lord. Amen. Allow God to help their hearts in the day and hour that we live, that He'd change everything around. And they've got enough money, they've got enough influence, praise God, to make a difference in that realm. Amen. But praise God, they don't. But the Lord tells us here, He said, take heed. In other words, He tells us we need to pay attention what's going on around us. Because the political disruptions are everywhere. The geological disruptions are everywhere. Amen. I've never seen such a time as the hour and the day that we live. They've already had a whole bunch of tornadoes that's been happening, and it's way before tornado season. But they're already happening all over the world. Why? Because God said it'd be that way in the last days. We're seeing it. So we see the political unrest, the geological unrest. We see all this stuff coming at us. It seems like it's coming at us in a breakneck speed. And what do we do with it? Well, the Lord says in His holy right, He said, take heed that no man deceive you. He said, don't get caught up in deception of men. He said, don't get caught up in self-deception. Amen. He said, now, what He's trying to tell us here, praise God. He said, we don't have control of it, but God does. And we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God. He'll bring us out. He'll bring us out, praise God, shouting and praising Him. He'll finish us well for the cross of Christ. Amen. He won't leave us where we were, but He'll take us where it happens to be. Praise the Lord. He said, many will come in my name saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm going to say there's only one Christ. Yeah, preacher, how are we going to know when He comes? Oh, you'll know. If you're a child of God, praise God, you'll know when He comes. You'll know when He calls. Just like now, praise God, we know when the Holy Ghost of God stirs in our heart. Now, we don't want to, a lot of times, don't want to admit it because we're usually going in a different direction. He asked the jihad, praise God, to bring us back in line. Amen. Now, most of you don't even know, these younger folks don't even know what jihad is. Amen. That's command, praise God. Life to right to left, praise God. You give a horse and keep them in row. Keep them in line, praise God. Me and my wife was carrying something the other day, and in her defense, she was walking backwards by saying, GG, and she was going high the whole time. Amen. But she was walking backwards. I said, so you're all right, you're walking backwards, so we'll let you by with this time. Amen. I said, I told her, you need to go to the other G. There's a whole lot of us, praise God, need to go to the other G. God trying to direct us, praise God, get us where He'd have us to be, and we just ain't listening. If we ain't careful, praise God, we'll be deceived, not only by the men in the world, but we'll be caught up in self-deception. Amen. He said in these last days, there's going to be, they shall be wars and rumors of wars. But he said, be ye not troubled. Amen. We read it, you're here tonight, we preach on that, that fret not yourself. Amen. Praise God, not to be fretting, not to be worrying with yourself, praise God, because we're trusting the Lord, committing ourselves to the Lord. God Almighty is doing the rest. By the way, He's doing the rest, He's doing the best. Amen. I found the Lord does the best work, praise God, in me, a whole lot better than what I can do within myself. He gives me direction, He gives me a focus, praise God. So that I'm not deceived, I'm not caught up, praise God, in the craziness that's going around me. I'm just trusting in the truth, the precious Holy God. Amen. Jesus Christ, praise God, He is truth and absolute truth, praise God, and I trust Him above everything else. So we see that the Bible is telling us that these things are coming to pass. He said, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. Amen. So He said, we're seeing these things coming at us. He said, but don't worry, don't fret, praise God, just trust in the Lord. because God Almighty has a plan and a purpose for you and I. Praise God that we might finish this course. Amen. Praise God for His glory. He said nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be earthquakes in diverse places. That's different than before. There shall be famines and troubles. And then these are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. He said, hey, listen, we got to be educated. We got to know, praise the Lord. God said these are just the beginning of sorrows. Amen. Make us sorrowful, praise God, but it's not the end. But he says, hey, listen, he says, take heed lest any man deceive you. But then he says here in verse 9, he says, take heed to yourselves. Amen. He said, we need to pay attention to ourselves. If we ain't get careful, we'll get to thinking about others, praise God. He said, we need to take heed that no man will deceive you. But he said, we need to take heed that you won't deceive you. Yeah, preacher, how could I deceive myself, praise God, by going along with the flow? Say, well, I'm not going to make waves. I'm not going to, stir the waters. I'm just going to kind of go with the flow. Let me tell you, that boat will take you out in the deep and sink you. Amen? I said, that boat will take you out in deep and sink you, praise God. We can't go with the flow. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we may have to go against the tide some, praise God, before we get out of here. But if we just stay with the Lord, praise God, God's promised to be there with us to help us. He said, but take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to councils. Ain't gonna be people in this world that don't like what we stand for. We're seeing it all over the place, amen. They don't like what we stand for. They don't like what you stand for. They don't like what I stand for. They'd like to shut us down. We've seen it during this pandemic. They're trying their best to shut churches down. They don't want us together like this. Why is that? Have you thought about that? What? Surely they don't care about us having truth. I mean, hey, they just want to feed us a bunch of lies. They want to deceive us. They want to take us down. They want to tell us that everything's okay. We was talking more church about our school systems. We got to be careful, praise God, because they're educating us, our kids. Yeah, they're dumbing them down to believe that they need to just put their faith and trust in a government, praise God, and not a God of the government. Right. Amen, praise God. We need to put our faith in the Lord God of heaven, praise the Lord, in Him only. Amen. We can't trust anybody else to take us in the right direction. They're going to deceive us and lead us astray. Amen. He said, they'll deliver you up to the councils in the synagogue. You shall be beaten. You shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. Amen. Hey, now that's what Brother Jeff was talking about earlier. Praise God. We got to decide whose side we're on. Amen. It's going to. Hey, let me just stop here and say this. It's going to be little old places like this all over this country that's standing for God when Jesus comes, when the adversary comes. Praise God, when they begin to persecute and put down. It's going to be little bodies of believers who've settled on the Lord, who's trusted in God Almighty, who said, you know what? I'm going to take a stand on this side of right with the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll not be moved. Amen. Amen. That's one time I believe that song, Susie, be okay. I shall not be moved. Amen. She says all the time she don't like that, praise God, because it sounds like a bunch of Baptists. Amen. I shall not be moved. And a lot of times it's that way. Amen. Well, ain't nothing going to move us, praise God. But hey, we ought to be moving, drawing closer to the Lord day by day. Strengthen ourselves, praise God, for to stand, praise the Lord, to stand for Him. Because they tell us persecution is coming. But he said, in order to be prepared for it, we need to take heed or pay attention to ourselves. You know, nobody else in this world can adjust you the way you need to be adjusted. What do you say, preacher? What are you talking about adjust? I mean adjusting us to be fit for the Lord. Amen. Tune us up, praise God, for His glory. That folks can see Christ in us. Praise God. That's what will make the difference. You know how the best way to get people on your side, praise God, is do right. Live right, act right, talk right. They might not like it right now, but one day they'll come to you and thank you for it. Right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. They're watching us. Amen. Old fellow said one time, praise God, every time he goes out the house, his neighbor see him with his Bible on his arm going to the house of God. Amen. Praise God. That's truth. Then what happens when they quit going? What happens when they throw that thing down and on the coffee table and don't pick it up for a long time? Amen, that witness is shot, that witness is gone, and we need that witness, praise God. The folks can see us, our neighborhoods can see us, our neighbors can see us, praise God, on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, picking up that old blackback King James Bible, sticking under our arm, praise God, and going down to the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen, going down there to get us a dose of truth. That truth will make you free, praise God. Amen, praise the Lord. He'll give you direction. He'll give you focus. It'll help us. They said there'd be a persecution against God's people. He said that we'd have to take a stand against it. You know what persecution does? If you'll read the book of Acts, when the church was beginning to be built and established, Brother Jeff, persecution came. Nero was there, and he was a hammering on God's people. He was trying to destroy the church and everything that he stood for. He was trying to beat it down. He was trying to stomp it out. But praise God, you know what happened? Those children of God, they took a stand, praise the Lord, and the churches began to build and evolve. They come out of that thing shouting and praising God when they had persecuted them in one place. They'll just beat her down the road a little way and just tell it down there. Yes. Amen. Amen. Why? Because they take a stand. It's time to take heed to what the Lord Jesus Christ is telling us. Praise God. It's time to take a stand. Praise God. So don't be deceived. Take a stand. A stand will make you stronger. Hello? Amen. When we stand against the enemy, praise God, it stands to make us stronger. It'll do one of two things. It'll either make you stronger or make you weaker. But I want to say, praise God, when you stand upon the truth, it'll always make you stronger. Amen. You'll come out on the other side, praise God, with a new aspect of your life, praise God. Amen. When we take heed, praise God, not to be deceived. When we take heed, praise God, to ourselves, amen, and who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, where He brought us from, where He's taken us to, the promise that I have, the promise that you have in Jesus Christ this evening. Praise God, that'll make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Praise God, He'll get you over in the glory world. Think about where He brought me from. And the reason I ain't where I should be. Amen. If I'd been left myself, Brother Bill, I know where I'd be. I'd be worse than old drunkard on the side of the road. I'd be worse than that drug addict. I'd be worse than that harlot, praise God. Hey, I'd be out there in the world. I'd be destroyed. I'd done destroyed myself. Amen. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad. I'm glad that Jesus Christ came to where I was, praise God. And He said, take heed to yourself. And on Wednesday night, 1976, I looked at myself. I said, son, you ain't right. Amen. Praise be to God. You know what'd be good for the church today? If we just look at ourselves and say, son, daughter, praise, you just ain't right. It's time for you to get right. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to carry you up there. Praise God. This old carcass up there to an old-fashioned altar. I'm going to get down my face and I'm going to get you right. Amen. Hey, the flesh don't like that pretty good, but it makes my soul feel right well. Amen. Amen, praise me, God. Put me where I can get some help from the Lord. That's what makes a difference. When we take heed, when we listen to what Jesus has to say, praise God. You say, why? Because He gives us instruction from His precious word of truth. Look at Mark chapter 23. Jesus said in verse 23, He said, but take ye heed. Amen. Take heed to yourself, take you heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. Mark chapter 13, verse 23. I'm sorry. Mark chapter, I think everybody are going, amen, I knew it. Mark chapter 13, verse 20. Just looking. You're looking for Mark 23. Amen, you find it? Amen. If you find it, just raise your hand. Amen. I want to see your Bible after church. Amen. You got a different version. You say, preacher, you mess up sometimes. Maybe I do that on purpose. Amen. I check out and see what kind of version we got without asking you. Praise God. But He said, take ye heed. He said, you pay attention. He said, let me tell you something. He said, behold, I have foretold you all things. He said, listen, I've come to you. He said, I haven't held nothing back from you. He said, I've laid it out in a volume of a book. I've told you everything that you need to know to be a child of God and get help from the portals of glory. He said, I give it all to you, praise God. And if you need anything else, all you got to do is ask, believe it, and you'll receive it. Amen. That's the God I serve tonight. I believe Him with all my heart, praise God. All the things. He said, it's time for these things, praise God. It's time for us to do what Jesus said to do. To take heed, praise God. To pay attention to where we are. Amen. Praise God. The Word of God. Amen. That begins to teach us. Praise the Lord. That Word of God is that illuminates itself to us. That lights us up, praise God. It gives us the light that we need in the darkness of this world. The darkness that's here, the darkness that's coming. Praise God, the Lord God Almighty. The Lord said when He comes, He said there'd be a darkness of tribulation. There'd be a darkness in the days. Praise God, but He said that the moon will not give its light. Verse 24, He said the stars of heaven will fall, and said, and the powers that are in the heaven shall be shaken. He said, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of great power and glory. Amen. I praise God. What He says, He says, listen, I've showed you all things. Praise God. He said, I've turned the light on for you so that you can see that there's a God of heaven that's there to minister to, praise God, to your heart and to mine, to give us the hope and the help we need. Praise God. I read in your hearing here, I believe it was last Sunday night or maybe before that, He said in 2 Peter chapter number 1, in verse number 19, He said, we also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take, here it is again, take heed. Now how many times does the Lord have to tell us to pay attention before we pay attention? Amen. I tell you, a while back He got my attention by telling me to pay attention. I got to figuring out myself, Brother Jeff, I said, where am I messing up? Where am I coming up short? And see, I can look at all you and I can try to figure us all out, praise God. But hey, I can't do that. I can't do nothing without, praise God, but I can try to figure out where I am. And I got to looking, I got to asking, I got to looking in the Word of God, and praise God, and I kept seeing where Jesus kept saying, and the Bible kept saying to take heed. Amen. To pay attention, to look, to see for yourself. And I got to looking and seeing and taking heed, praise God, see for myself, praise God, and I realized where I was and where God would like for me to be. Praise God. You might say, praise God, like Motel 6, He turned a light on for me. Amen. I'm seeing things in a different light now than I was a while back. You say, preacher, did you have a revelation? Did you get saved? No, praise God. I just started listening to God. Amen. It started making all the difference. It started advancing me, praise God. It started giving me something different down in my heart. When I get something different down in my heart, praise God, I got something different to pace out. Amen. I start looking at things in a more positive aspect. Amen. I try to see everything in a positive way. Now, somebody tell me, say, well, preacher, you just, just got a pastor's heart and you try to see the good in everybody. Praise God. Yeah, I do. Amen. I like to give everybody, I told somebody that, I like to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Amen. Amen. Because you don't know how they're thinking. You don't know, amen, you don't know, you ain't been in their shoes. Amen. So I like to give them a benefit of doubt. And I say, He said, whereunto you do well that you take heed or you pay attention, you listen to God, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Amen. That light that shines in darkness, we talk about it a while, it makes a big difference, praise God. It illuminates it. Darkness has to flee. Amen. It's a whole lot easier to see things in a different perspective when the light's turned on. Amen. Now, if it's dark outside and the lights is off in here, amen, we don't, and somebody brought you in the door, you'd never been here before, and you could look around here and you'd have an idea of where you was at, what the situation was from maybe just a few images. But somebody goes over there and they flip that light on, you can see it for yourself. It gives you a total different picture. What the Lord is telling us here, praise God, He says, take heed to yourself. Take heed to, He said, where you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. He said, let God Almighty, praise God, turn the light on to you so you can see things clearly. In other words, observe the Word of God, praise God. Make it your Word, praise God. It speaks to your heart and that makes a difference in everything that we do and say. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to do nothing that hurt those that Jesus died for. Who did Jesus die for? Brother Bill. Amen. Praise the Lord. No, He died for every one of us. For everyone. He died for all men, all mankind, praise God. So that all men might be saved. So the Bible tells us that we need to pay attention, take heed to what Jesus was instructing us about. Amen. That true light, praise God, would shine forth. Now, we've got man-made light. And man-made light's all right, praise God. It helps us to see where we're going in the dark. But man-made light don't last forever. Amen. I got some bulbs the other day, and I was looking, going through, trying to find the longest lifetimes I could. But if you go and get just an incandescent bulb, amen. For some of you who don't know what that is, that's just a regular old light bulb. Amen. It's not a LED or a quartz or none. It's just a regular screw-in, old-timey light bulb. That's what it is. And praise God. And that's art. But I was trying to look. I was trying to find the longest-lasting regular old light bulb I could find. And the longest-lasting regular old light bulb I could find said it was good for 2,000 hours. Now, that's true, I guess. If you could count it up, it might last that long. But if you bump that thing while it's on, that thing's history. Amen. That little element in that thing is like a hair. And when it gets hot, if you bump that, if you juggle that just a little bit, boom, it goes out. See, what happens if we ain't careful? If we don't heed the Word of God, amen, He's trying to illuminate you, trying to give us the true light. But if we ain't careful, we try to manufacture us an artificial light. But the artificial light, it doesn't last long. It's apt to go out on you. And it'll go out. It's like them old lantern lights, Brother Chris, that we used to have the coon hunt with. And that thing about the time that you, by the time you got to walk, you better have you one of them little D cells to carry to walk with, and so you can carry your that big 6-volt one when you get to the tree to use a spotlight, if you know what I'm talking about. Because if you use that big one to walk with, about time them old dogs tree, you say, praise God, a tree my dog, and you go heading up the mountain, and you get there to where you're at, praise God, about the time you get to shining up in there to see if you can find that booger, I pray God, about that time the light goes out. Amen. Then you don't have much choices. Things get ugly in a hurry. Amen. So if you ain't got no light to spot him out, then you got to climb up and knock him out. Amen. Things change pretty quick, don't they? That's the way life is, praise God. If we ain't got our focus, if we're trying to manufacture an artificial light, praise God, it'll never be good when you need it. When you're going through times of trouble and darkness, that light will go out. But praise God, when you got the light of the universe shining in your heart, praise God, it'll burn forevermore. He'll light her up, praise God, just when you need Him. So that you can see those dark places, praise God. You get up on a limb. You get up on a limb with a big old boar raccoon. Amen. you worm your way out there where he's at with a stick. Amen. To knock him out. I pray God, and he's not liking that. And he don't like you closing in on him. He's liable to decide about time you get pretty close, amen, to track across you and go somewhere else. That's about the way the devil does, praise God, when you ain't got a light and you're stumbling around the dark without Christ, praise God. He'll stomp all over you and he'll go somewhere else. He don't care nothing about you. Praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He said, if you'll listen to me, praise God, I'll turn a light on for you that'll illuminate your soul, praise God, forevermore. Bless you. We could quit right now and go to the house and say, glory, hallelujah. Amen. It's been good. Praise His holy name. Praise God. But God Almighty said that we need to take heed to ourselves. Amen. Take heed of the things that I've been teaching you and instructing you on. But notice what He says in verse 33 in Book of Mark 13. He says, take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. Amen. He said, hey, listen, they said, Lord Jesus, He said, can you give us a little hint? Can you tell us when this stuff's going to come to pass? He said, listen, all I can tell you, He said, if you'll just listen to me, lean upon me, trust in me, take heed of me, praise God, I'll bring you through this thing. He said, just watch and pray. Amen. Watch and pray. He said, that's what makes a difference. Praise His holy name. You say, well, preacher, we need to see some signs. Amen. We need to know what's happening. Praise God. The only sign we need is Jesus Christ's death, burial, and His crucifixion. Praise God, His resurrection. And He got up. Praise God, victorious over us. Put our faith and trust Him. One day we'll be with Him where He is. That's good enough for me. Amen. Praise God. But He says in verse 28, He said, now learn a parable of the fig tree when her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves. You know that summer's near. I mean, we're seeing now, we're seeing the leaves are coming on trees. We know summer's near, even at the door. He said, so ye in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh even at the doors. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass away till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour no man knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. So he said, just pay attention. Pay attention. Take heed. Take ye heed. He said, watch and pray. See, we're not looking, a believer, Brother Jeff, we're not looking for a sign. We're looking for a Savior. Amen. Well, we need to quit looking for signs, praise God. We need to be looking for a Savior. Praise God. We out there staring at the sky, people say, what are you doing? You're looking for a rain cloud? So, no, glory to God, I'm looking for a cloud to leave on. I'm looking for a Savior, praise God. I'm looking for my ride. They'd look at you real crazy, wouldn't they? Say, looking for a ride. What are you talking about? Say, I'm looking for that plain air ride, praise God. Lord calls me out of here to be with Him. His admonition, praise God, His admonition when He calls us, praise God, to give heed, to pay attention, amen, to be alert, to be vigilant, amen, expect until He comes, praise God, to keep a looking up because redemption draweth nigh, praise God. Praise His holy name. I'm glad, praise God, we can be found watching. We can be found faithful, praise God, when He comes. But what if He comes today? Hello? What if He said, preacher, I'm going to be found faithful. When Jesus comes, praise God, I'm going to be, praise God, what if He comes today? Amen. The Lord Himself said, He said, will I find faith when I come? Faithfulness, praise God. Not born again believers, they'd be born again believers, praise God. But He said, will I find people that's faithful? Amen. He said, you will, He said, I will if you take heed. If you pay attention, praise God. If you pay attention to what I've got to tell you, if you'll follow me, praise the Lord. He said, I'll bring you out of this thing victorious, shouting praises of God in heaven one day in a little while. I say it all the time, but I believe it. Amen. I'm looking for a cross and I'm looking for a place that's prepared for people like us. Just old born again believers, old country folk. Praise God. It's got enough sense, enough common sense, praise God, just to believe what God has said and apply it to our lives, praise God, that we might get hope from Him. He's just believe in what He said. Praise God to do the work that He's given us to do while we're here till we get out. He said we got to keep. He said we got to just watch and we got to pray. Amen. Watch for our people. Amen. So we can sound a trumpet when they go in the wrong direction. Praise God. Just pray. Just pray up a storm for each and every one of them. Praise God. It's time to do what Jesus says to do. To take heed. To pay attention. To what He's got to tell us. Praise God, I guarantee you, what He's got to tell us will never hurt us, but it'll do us good. Amen. It'll be for your good and my good. It'll fulfill the purpose of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Boy, what a hope we have in Him. Amen. What if He come today? What if Jesus come today? What if He come before midnight tonight? Amen. Do you know that you'd be ready? You preach out because we're paying attention. What God's got for us. Ready to go at a moment. He said, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. That's 10 thousandths of a second. It's going to be over. A lot of people say, well, preacher, one of these days, when I get done sowing my wild oats and doing my thing, then I'm going to get right. You'll never get right. You'll never get right. That's a lie of the devil. That's deception. Amen. It's deception. Praise God, we need to be saved today. We need to know that we know. We need to tell everybody we see. Praise God, tell our wife, tell our children, our grandchildren. Say, praise God, I love the Lord Jesus Christ and I'm getting ready to go to heaven when He calls me out of here. And I want you to go with me. Are you ready? And you say, preacher, I don't know. It'd make them mad. No, it won't. Amen. It won't. It might make them uncomfortable. But that's all right. We need to be it's time we got out of our comfort zone. Amen. Jesus said we need to take heed. We need to pay attention to what's happening. I'll tell you what's happening, church. We're losing our families. We're losing our homes and we're losing our loved ones to this old world in which we live. And it ain't fit for nothing. It ain't fit for them to even live in, praise God, much less to be the Lord of their life. There's only one that's fit to be the Lord in their life, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to take heed to what He has to say. Because He says it all right here. We just need to pay attention. Because He said He's coming back. He said, no man knows. We don't know the time. We don't know the day. Praise God when He's coming. But He said we need to be ready when He does. Amen. Amen. We need to be ready. You need to be ready. I need to be ready. Our families need to be ready. We need to get them in. Praise God. Tell them how Jesus loved us and saved us by His marvelous grace. Every one of us, praise God, has got a testimony. And we need to just share it where we go.